All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are doing some more Heart the Roommate because I said so. I said it was going to be something we were going to do in the server, so if you haven't been keeping up with that, like, just let me know if you actually want in the server. You know, it's pretty small and not a lot of people come in it, so it is what it is. The test season has come. Oh, by the way, I'm thinking about transitioning over to Patreon, so I'll be able to update that more frequently. So if people want to support me there and check out updates and maybe request stuff, that would be great. I'm thinking about doing that next year. So if you think that's a cool idea, let me know, because I'd like to continue doing these. Also, let me know if you think the music is a little too low. I was listening to this in one of my earbuds, and I could barely hear the music and sound from the game. So if that's a problem for you guys, let me know. It might just be my shitty earbuds, but you guys, you know, you're the one watching, so if you say, hey Grim, turn the fucking volume up, I'll turn the fucking volume up. Alright, let's get started. The test season has come. We have an achievement test once in a while. Well, yeah, even though the IHO school has its own educational standards. So in our room... Okay, let's start cramming for the examination. I don't have to cram, I study regularly. Are you kidding, Moi Moi? Don't you know that cramming for examinations is a big event for youth? Hey, give me the answer for number 5. We study together because of Asumi's selfish ways. Asumi, you just don't want to study alone. Yusuke, why don't you make us some tea? Okay. I want to study for my test too. I should follow Tomoe's lead. Maru-chan, are you studying? Stick to it. I don't need to study. Why? I'm a genius. Okay, Moi Moi, how about number 6? Asumi ignores Marumu. Tomoe holds back a yawn and gives Asumi the answer. It's a... what? The unfair night passes. I can't go to sleep yet. Episode 9, The Girl Under the Moonlight. I was getting drowsy in the closet when I heard some strange noises. The sounds began to move towards the front door. If it's not a thief, who could it be? It must be one of my roommates. I opened the closet door a little, just enough to peep into the dark room. I'm able to see images inside the dark room because I've been in the dark closet. My eyes catch something. I see the shadow of someone I know. It's late. Where is she going? I thought about ignoring it altogether, but on second thought, it could be dangerous for a girl to be out walking in the middle of the night. Unless it's Namiki. Before realizing it, I'm outside of the girl's dorm. There's nobody around. I thought I was doing well in terms of following her. In an instant, the shadow turned a corner and I lost track of her. Then I arrived here. Dead silence. I look at the shining stars in the sky. The white, full moon shines overhead. Where did Maru-chan go? Good morning, Tomotomo. What was that? Someone runs into us on our way to school. It's her, of course. She calls herself your shadow leader. Moi Moi looks back and leans her head to the side. Namiki starts to talk. I decided to call Tomoe Tomotomo and Maru-chan Maru Maru. I think they're better. Huh? I made new nicknames for all of you. You're Yu Yu, okay? I don't think so. Yeah, you can't make up nicknames for the sake of making them up. Who do you think you are? Who does she think she is? Asumi speaks up. Namiki smiles at Asumi. Don't be jealous, I made a good nickname for you too. If you call me Asu Asu, I'll kick your butt. Oh, how did you know? Of course, everybody can tell, you're just repeating the beginning of the syllables. You're terrible. It took so long to come up with these nicknames. I didn't even get any sleep last night. I only wanted to make you guys happy. I think she wants to do something befitting a shadow leader. Yeah, let's try that one again. I think she wants to do something befitting a shadow leader just a bit. Namiki and Asumi start to... start to argue again. Tomoe and I decide to watch them from a few yards away. Ah! Where's Maromaro? I see Maromaro, but yeah. Marumu. Yeah, I got it right. Marumu. Where is she? We left our room together, but I don't see her now. I look around trying to find her. She goes to school ahead of us sometimes. I see. I think about last night. She went somewhere last night. Where did she go at that late hour? I call Namiki. Namiki! What? Huh? Is it, Yuyu? Please don't call me that. Anyway, did you notice anything strange last night? You were up all night, weren't you? I don't think so. Did Marumu visit you? Marumaru? No. But of course, she's always welcome. She waves to Tomoe and smiles. Tomo, you're always welcome too, you know. We can have fun together. Not a fun. No, thank you. Marumu is already in the classroom. She acts as if nothing happened last night. I can't stop thinking about her. Okay, everyone, let's win the tournament next week. What tournament? Yes! Homeroom ends while I'm thinking about Marumu. Then I notice someone standing next to me. Can I talk to you? Miss Yagami. Your mind was wandering during homeroom. What's wrong? Is something wrong? Did someone find out about you? No, nobody, I don't think. She worries about me. She's a good teacher. She pats my shoulder lightly and smiles. Well, if you don't have any problems, that's good. Sorry, guys. Rough day today. Be ready for the tournament. All right. Miss Yagami happily walks away. But what do I have to do for the tournament? It's a softball tournament. I see. A softball tournament. I know many schools have athletic meets during the year, but this school has a lot of tournaments like tug-of-war, once every 4 years soccer tournament, cooking, etc., etc. It's one of the trustees' idea. All these tournaments are interclass. He thinks that way the students will naturally learn to have cooperative spirits and friendship. I think the way he thinks is old-fashioned. This school is different from others, especially the students. They're much more energetic than students in Tokyo. Maybe they're just slap-happy. But I think they're special. And I know the most special one. She's always on my mind. I knock on the door. I never thought it proper to visit a lady at this hour, but she invited me, so I didn't have a choice. Miss Yagami called me after class. Hi, Yusuke. She welcomes me. A regular report meeting. I promised her this. With this condition, she keeps my secret that I'm living in Harukaze dorm, even though I'm a male. I tell her what's happened lately. Well, most of them are stupid stories. After I finish my story, she smiles at me and says, I see. You enjoy living there. Maybe. She continues. By the way, does anybody know about your secret yet? I don't think so. You are lucky. Chuckle, chuckle. I agree with her. Maybe my life is just based on miracles. Next, she cautiously, curiously asks me. Don't you have problems living with those pretty girls? No, I don't have any problems. You may fall in love with all the girls. Miss Yagami! I sense her teasing me. Is she having fun with me? Is she the same as the other girls? Oh well, my life is okay as long as she keeps my secret. She seems satisfied with my report. See you later. You can talk to me whenever you have a problem, okay? Yes. I think she might make fun of me if I visit her again. Woo, I'm tired. I better go to sleep. What? I'm awakened by noises. It's a small sound, but it wakes me up. My sense of hearing is really keen lately. That's because I've gotten used to the idea of getting up in case Marumu goes out in the middle of the night again. I may come closer to solving Marotan's riddle tonight. I quickly get ready. I won't lose her this time. Willpower doesn't work all the time. I lose track of her again. It's almost in the same place as the last time. I feel stupid. Idiot! I'm such an idiot! Is someone there? Oops! A girl's voice. It sounds familiar, but I can't remember who it is. Huh. What is she doing? I guess I feel the same way. Damn, I don't have time to think. I realize I'm wearing guy's clothes. If she sees me close up, she'll be able to tell that I'm not a girl. I could be caught by the police and they may think that I'm a pervert. Is someone there? Please answer me. I'd like to answer her, but I step back quietly. I'm scared. Don't cry, please. The girl starts to cry. I'm so stupid. Even though a girl is crying, I shouldn't. Heh. Someone is there, right? She walks towards me. Oh no, she'll see me. I've been patient with my miserable life, but it'll all be for naught. I've got to do something. Ah! I'm in a panic. I run away, and as I run, I bump into things I can't see. I know it's impossible to run away in this small space, but... Oh? Nobody. Was it a ghost, or what? Oh no, I'm scared. A girl cries. Is she... Miss Hisame? The cool girl? I want to find out, but I can't. I continue to hide. I'm just about 3 feet away from her. There's a thick board between us. I'm hiding behind it. Must be pretty thick. Ouch, what's this? Well, anyway, I can't hide for now. A revolving door under the steps? Is this a ninja house or something? Who made this and for what purpose? Is this the place to play hide and seek? Probably not. I find something important in the dark. Steps which lead upward. I've discovered a new path into Harukaze dorm. It means, yes, there's something new! When I go up the stairs, perhaps I'll find a secret room. No, this is not a game. What was I thinking? There is no secret room. Instead, I find a beautiful night sky with a bright full moon. And the person I was looking for. I seem to have lost her because of the secret door. Did Marotan make this secret path? Or did she find it accidentally? I have no idea. Why don't I ask her? She's looking at the full moon. Marumu? I call her. But she... Ah! He! Surprised, I slip and fall down, down, down. I hit the hard, cold ground. Ouch! Toshibo takes good care of me. What a good cat! Every family needs this kind of cat. Of course, it'd be better if he didn't eat so much. Painfully, I move around behind the bush. But the dorm is in a panic already because I made too much noise. Is it a thief or a pervert? The anxious mood in the air holds the Harukaze dorm till morning. Toshibo went to get hope. Help brought Moi Moi, and I was rescued from the edge of death. Exaggeration. You better rest today, Yusuke. Don't move around too much. She's right. If you move around, you might be mistaken for a thief or a pervert. I skipped class today. The three girls went off to school. Even if someone told me to move, I couldn't. Thanks, Toshibo. Because of Toshibo or some miraculous power, I'm able to move by evening. I can go to school tomorrow. I think I can take a walk. Okay, I'll just rest today. I lie down and think, thinking about last night. Morotan, she was looking at the moon alone. I remember the expression on her face when she suddenly looked back. She looked sad. I realize that I don't know anything about Morotan. I kind of understand Asumin and Moi Moi now, but Morotan, I only know her as the mysterious girl. It seems impossible to understand her. But maybe Asumin and Moi Moi know her better. A quiet holiday. Marumu has been out since early morning. I wonder where she went, but I'm even more curious about her. Since she's out, today is the best day to ask them. Asumin, can I ask you something? What is it? I'm busy. Asumin answers while holding a lot of thick books. They're not magazines. Does she read those kinds of books? The key to becoming a good boss, 101. Those who can lead, those who may lead, and those who will not. Leaders of the last century. The legendary leaders. What are you reading, Asumin? These books are exactly what I need. I think you better study your major. Well, but reading books is good anyway. Asumin puts the books on a table and notices that I'm exhausted. A leader should listen to followers, they'll tell me. It's not a big deal. I ask Asumin. She hears me out and then tells me. It's a sad story. The moon brings her memories back. She longs for her home, somewhere far away. I don't know where she came from. I'm not sure, but I think she's from some very distant place. Maybe her parents from the moon abandoned her. She was the result of an illicit love affair, and they abandoned her to save food. Or they sent her to Earth to learn about human life. Whatever the reason, she's homesick. Whenever she feels sad, she goes up on the roof. In addition, her hair ornament proves that she's the princess from the moon. What a liar! You made that story up! Don't you trust your leader? It has nothing to do with leadership. Who would believe that story anyway? So you can't believe it? Of course not! I've wasted my time. I walk away miffed. Then Asumi says, hey, Yusuke, wait! Why, will you tell me something better? No, tell me where the secret door is. It sounds fun. Yeah. I better leave here as soon as possible. Moi Moi said she's going to visit her parents. I know where it is. It's a Japanese-style hotel and a hot spring resort. Even though I know where it is, I don't know if it's a good idea to visit her. I came anyway. Oh, welcome to our hotel. Suddenly someone talks to me from behind. It's Tomoe's lovely sister. She sounds as if she knew I was coming. Tomoe is taking a bath right now. She loves the hot springs. Would you like to join her? No, but thanks. What a fascinating idea. I was almost going to join her. But Moi Moi would hate me if I did. No, I have to have a strong mind. Of course, it'd be wonderful if I could take a bath with her. Oh, I'm sure he thinks that. Take a bath with her? It would be heaven. Tomoe? Yes. This is bad. Why didn't I stay in the girls' dorm and wait for Tomoe? That way she wouldn't hate me. Yusuke, I'm on my way back. The kind Tomoe talks to me. I'm so embarrassed, I don't know what to say. Tomoe continues to talk to me. Don't talk to me. I'm terrible. Maybe you are terrible, but cheer up. That's nice, Tomoe. I laugh. As she looks at me, she smiles. Good, you smiled. I was worried about you. I could get hurt from what you said, you know? Ha ha ha. Tomoe's nice, even though she has a sharp tongue. Her lovely smile. No, don't get aroused, Yusuke. If I give her that idea, she won't ever forgive me. Besides, I came here to ask her something. Tomoe. Tomoe calmly responds to me. She looks sad. The moon spurs her memories. Her unforgettable, sad memories. She was always alone when she was a child. She's no good at expressing herself. She could only watch the other kids play from outside of the park. One day, a boy talked to her. She'd never seen him around before. He smiled and told her, "Let's play together, okay?" Since then, he came to her every day. They had a wonderful time. She was so happy. But one night, he visited her, and he said, "I'm sorry, I have to go." Tears filled her eyes. When she wiped her tears away, he was gone. It was as if he had disappeared into the moonlight. It was a beautiful moon. The friend of the lonely girl. He might be from the moon. Oh. Are you crying, Tomoe? Tomoe's eyes are wet, but I don't know about that story. I think it's 120% fiction. Tomoe, the story is... When Asumi told me this story, I couldn't stop crying. As she tells me, I clearly understand. I think tenderly of Tomoe. She's so pure. Now I have no way of finding out the truth. I better ask Marumu. I become determined while I'm confronting the crying Tomoe. You're here, Martin. Can I sit next to you? Nod. She nods without looking back. I sit quietly as I look up with her. The phosphorus globe is in the sky. Looking at it, I feel lonely. Is it because of her sad expression? I don't know what to say to her. I don't know what's on her mind. Only the stars illuminate the night sky. We remain silent. An interesting moment. After a while, Marumu quietly stands up to return to our dorm room. I'm alone on the roof. I feel kind of lonely. I didn't get any answers. Why does she look at the moon alone? Why does she look so sad? Hold on. Let's go back to that. Because maybe I'm supposed to ask the question. The words come out of my mouth. Maritan, are you sad? You've been acting weird. Marumu doesn't say anything. Maybe I shouldn't have asked her, but I can't take it back now. You leave the room in the middle of the night to look at the moon alone. I'm kind of worried about you. Why do you worry about me? But because I'm your roommate. Oh. She gives me an answer without saying a word. She flings herself into my arms. Well, perhaps she's just tired. I feel her body temperature. Her defenseless act makes me feel like she trusts me. Well, Marumu! Thank you for your concern. You're welcome. We bow to each other. I still don't understand her. Even though I spent time with her under the night sky, the mystery remains. I can't deny the Moon Princess story 100% tonight. But now, I think it's okay just the way that it is. Because she is a special girl. Actually, I still want to know. If that slowpoke girl joins in the game, our class will win for sure. Is she practicing now? It's too late, and it's useless. Episode 10, The Baseball Fanatics. Oh, it's another baseball thing! What are the odds? Anyway, that's going to be it for Grimm's Hentai Corner and Heart the Roommate. We'll be back with more Heart the Roommate because we are trying to finish it. I don't know how many episodes there are, but we've got to be getting close, right? All right, I'll see you guys next time. I'm out.